about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now what you're doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. Now we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Good evening, everyone. Greetings and salutations. Dr. K filling in for Rick Adams Uncensored. He should be in as soon as he possibly can. Hopefully we'll hear him from him. Meanwhile, we're continuing the investigation and the discussion of the fraud of Zionist world control to such a degree that in their panic and pandemonium, they perpetrate act upon senseless act of vicious violence. While they do so, they maintain the in the grist mill the theory of Islamic terror as a means of somehow maintaining control over the universe at large. But for the Islamic terror, life would be easier on the planet. I mean, but for the claim for Islamic terror, the Islamophobia, because through maintaining the Islamic as the enemy, the control is maintained by the House of Rothschild. Without that, there would be peace on Earth. If the people of America, maybe, perhaps, had enough care to know what really happened, they'd find that, there's no need to render hate or suspicion against Islamic people. They're not going to do them any harm at all. They're not going to steal their laws. They're not going to kill them in institutions. They're not going to undermine the laws of the Christian system. They're not going to promote hedonistic practices. They're certainly going to endorse the Ten Commandments and the mentioning of the name of God in the schools, and would commend that. They do believe in the return of Jesus Christ and look forward to it, hoping for it to come immediately. It's only Islamophobia through which the Goy, the Christian masses, the people of America can be stripped down to the bone. That seemed to be, sort of fizzling out, dying a quick death, and then we have the Boston Marathon. Then we have the detonation of charges. Then we have immediately aspersions cast against Saudi nationals. And when that was not sufficient, we have the Sarnoff brothers accused of the crime and unbelievable actions taken hastily after that, of which we will analyze tonight and prove to be a scam, a scandal, an act of brutality of a degree that is virtually unfathomable. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight it will be proven that the Mossad and its collaborators in the FBI or whatever you want to call it, the state police, murdered an innocent man until proven whatever, murdered a man in cold blood. That man is Tamerlan Tsarnaev, murdered, brutally murdered. All the stories you've been hearing, of course, many of you are astute. You didn't hear those stories. They went through your ears. They're all lies. We're going to get to the truth here tonight. I wish I had Mr. Adams' ability to put stuff on the air. It's just going to be verbs and nouns. Back in a moment.
We With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA, and in some instances your 401k plan, into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Hi, everybody. Dr. K with Rick Adams here coming in. Mr. Adams, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you, Dr.
K? I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Thank you very much.
Thank
much
you.
Better. At first, when the Boston thing hit, you know, you start to analyze, and then when they, started lying again, and when they implicated the two people from the Russian enclave, and then they started spreading all of this stuff, my head was spinning for a point in time. But
understandably so, I might add. I think a lot of heads were spinning, and some are still spinning.
Yeah. But as you start to probe and do a little bit of investigation, then things get more calm in terms of really putting the pieces together. The latest assault against the human race is the so-called FBI Affidavit of Criminal Complaint.
Mm-hmm.
We will be covering that. This Boston Marathon was hatched and conceived by the same world jury that is responsible for blowing up the World Trade Center.
I have no doubt about that. Yeah. Looking at it now and seeing the handwriting on the wall and the very same methodology, the same tactics that we're seeing employed, that were employed on 9/11, interestingly enough. And you're right, looking at it now, you know, the two brothers, you know, Tamron, the oldest brother, and his connection here to Rhode Island, and you know, the notion that he was married to a young woman here and now has a three-year-old daughter. In fact, was just babysitting the daughter within a matter of a couple of days before this incident
sure.
took place. Now, everyone who I have read about, put it that way, and heard from in both electronic and printed page media, it seems like every single one of them had the same thing to say. Who, him?
Yeah.
You know, this guy, this young man, and his younger brother, you know, basically were not a problem. The master, you know, the teacher of, you know, boxing and kickboxing says, you know, I never knew him well. I never knew him intimately, but he was on our team and he traveled with us and he never distinguished himself in any way, shape, or form.
Well, that tells you.
Out in the ordinary. Yeah,
if that tells you, if the guy traveled with him and he's just a standard SOP, then there's no way.
No way. These guys, these two brothers, have been set up, and, you know, we don't know the real trail that led them on this chase. What caused it, actually? Who did the shooting? Who did the killing, if you will, of the policeman, young man at MIT.
Yeah.
And again, we have, as you know, in 9/11.
All we have is stories.
We don't have any footage whatsoever of anything whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah. We do have some circumstantial evidence against Jewry and the Mossad.
Yes.
We have the Cy Bono. They're the only one. They are the only beneficiaries of this.
Clearly.
Not the Boston police or the FBI even, although the FBI by proxy is benefiting. But we do have something. This affidavit, this criminal affidavit, this is written by one FBI mole, Daniel R. Genk. Is a Jew. Daniel Genk is a Jew presiding over the future of a Muslim. He's done it before. A gentleman by the name of Tariq Mihani is in prison for 20 years at Terre Haute Security, 23 hours a day in maximum solitary confinement because largely of Genk presiding judgment over him. And I've documented it and put it into the Post. The Mossad infiltrator Daniel Genk and the Sarnov affidavit complaint. He's a Zionist mole with the Department of, you know, DHS,
mm-hmm.
the Joint So-Called Terrorism Task Force.
Yes, yes, right.
He's a mole, and his purpose is to create the foe Islamophobia
yep.
as a cover for the Zionist entity.
Undoubtedly, yeah.
He,
you know, all of this reminds me of the FBI agent in charge in Idaho who set up Edgar Steele. And it was the same basic pattern there, entrapment, setting up somebody to go to his home, a workman who was bribed, essentially, to carry out this bomb, you know, plot that was, again, a bomb planted on his wife's car, intended to kill his wife, supposedly, and his mother-in-law. And having known Edgar Steele personally, having met him, I knew that he was a stellar individual, and he himself predicted that someday the ADL and someday the Southern Poverty Law Center and that type would employ the agencies of government to come after him.
Yeah.
And they did. And it was, again, a similar thing, a planted evidence, a corrupt judiciary. No, we haven't seen the judiciary work in Boston yet, Dr. K.
Well,
but
yeah.
Give it time, because what they've done is most unusual. Here we have a young man, the survivor, we're told, you know, who obviously has become a U.S. citizen. And as a U.S. citizen now, it's a whole different ball game. See, now
yeah.
if he can be prosecuted and he can be considered an enemy combatant, and that we can suspend the rules that were written into the Patriot Act by Israel and Israeli agents in 2001, actually before then, the Patriot Act was already prepared, then we can now begin to see a new picture emerging of what they intend to do to anyone, you know, who stands up against them.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. right. And what evidence is Genk talking about? Well, we found some clothes in his house, in his dorm, that looked kind of like what he was wearing that day.
Yep.
That's that all you got, man?
I mean, they haven't said anything about a Quran yet, but you remember they did that with the airlines.
Oh, right.
They said
well,
the so-called
hijackers. Yeah, they couldn't find an Islamic that would go into the strip bar, so they,
yeah.
I mean...
Right,
they,
right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These are vile individuals. These are the wicked, you know, dogs. They are, like you said, the seed line of the Cainite kings
and
vile ones. They are just evil, and they, like you say, they can't help themselves. It's just automatic that they'll
That's
do
true.
Wickedness.
Yes.
Meanwhile, Genk is now called out as a Mossad mole, and everything he says is suspect. And Mr. We found a white hat and a pyrotechnic. What do you mean by a pyrotechnic? Is that a blackjack, or did you find some what are those little things? Those little rockets you put in a bottle rocket? What do you got?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't say. Where's the pipe bomb? Are you just like the talking heads when they saw a stainless steel pot in the background on a stove and said, "See there? It's a pressure cooker." You know, so.
And then when they claim that these two brothers obviously were seeking to carjack somebody, and they took the car, they took the individual. We don't know that for a fact. We don't know who this individual actually is.
The individual's not named. Not even
No,
named.
But in fact, what they're saying is incongruous with the rest of the story. They're saying these guys just nilly-willy went and shot the security guard, you know, at the campus, killed him in cold blood for no reason, and then took this car and used this guy. Instead of killing him and taking the car, he went with them, and then he was released, you know. And then,
you're right,
and then
right,
they
right.
went on to
yeah, he just, the storyline is that they stopped at a gas station, and the brothers
right.
got out, and then the victim got away. I mean, ludicrous.
No, it is. It's preposterous.
It's absurd. Yeah.
Again, they slip up in their storytelling, but now here we're dealing with the power of the federal government here. We're dealing with corrupt judiciary, a largely corrupt police officials who are being undoubtedly led by Homeland Security, threatened with loss of funds if they do not cooperate. The FBI comes in for Homeland and takes over the investigation, and then the FBI begins the process of drawing up a conclusion. Not an assertion, not a claim, but a conclusion, and then they charge the surviving young man, who now, for all intents and purposes, is brain dead, because what they've done, apparently, is to employ various drugs upon him.
Oh, I would
and,
think.
Yeah, he's in almost a catatonic state.
Yeah.
He can't talk, because very conveniently, you know, his vocal folds have been affected by a wound. And, but we will proceed, and we will employ EIT, you know, the torture, and if we have to, and we will get away with it.
We'll surround him with Jewish doctors.
Sure.
At Beth Israel, and we will
Beth Israel Hospital.
Yeah, we'll take the the murdered Tamerlan to Beth Israel. So just the fact that they were taken there, the fact that conveniently he can't speak, the fact that the stronger of the two, you know, was murdered so that he couldn't fight back, even verbally, is a little bit kind of convenient for Jewry. So, but what I do know, categorical, undeniable, and no one will deny it, no one will contest it, is that they actually physically killed and murdered a defenseless, unarmed man that night on the 18th. And that would be Tamerlan Sarnoff.
Mm-hmm.
Let his lovely relatives know, who are brave, and I'm very, astonished at the bravery of these Eastern Bloc people, that they came right out and said, "This is a scam. We know scams. We know hoaxes. We know frauds. We know setups. We've lived it all our life, and this is one, too." We've never had that come from our American people who've been under pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can give you a couple of more examples of some people who are beginning to think when we can come back with Dr. K. Thank you, Dr. K. Mm. We'll be right back.
ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs. Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Hey, I guess we're back here, and hey, Dr. K, it's nice guesting with you for a change.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm glad to be a host out.
I just want to mention one thing for the sake of us here at and Dan at the controls. We won't take calls tonight because it'll be technically a little difficult with both of us on the line here. So we'll forego that until the next program. However, we have so much to say anyway, Dr. K, that people are, I'm sure the numbers are very high now, anxiously awaiting our next statement, you know.
And, well, yes, that's right. Well, I'd like to hear from you about what the locals are saying.
Glad you brought that up because, you know, there are some people here who are not all that, well, for lack of a better word, dumb. And they do question. One young lady that I know, and I've known her for a while, you know, she works at one of the stores here, and I went in and says, "Hi, Jen," and I said, just, you know, got over to this thing. I said, you realize what's going on in this country about Boston, what happened there? And I said, do you realize what took place? She said, people, you know what it is, Rick? She said, I don't think people really understand or think things through. You know, she said, here they are now, and this is what she thought, you know, here we are with one man and a manhunt, and we got the FBI and we got the military going door to door with these powerful weapons, and my goodness, somebody could have been killed. She said, come on, man. She said, that does not make sense. And I said, well, it makes sense if you understand what is being done to the American psyche, how we're being conditioned to accept a police state. And I said, just think of it this way. After this incident, another Islamicist, you know, extremist brothers who were radicalized in their, probably in their mosque, you know, in Kyrgyzstan or in Chechnya and so forth, very conveniently. I said, do you realize that the American people will be set up for the next? And the next time this happens, there'll be two or three or four, and it'll continue for two or three or four more days. And then the troops will come, the people will welcome them in Pavlovian fashion, and then they will withdraw, and then the time after that, Jen, I said, they're coming and they're going to stay.
Stay, yeah.
They're going to stay, yeah. And that's because the American people will be so conditioned and so fed up with this sort of thing, blaming Islam, blaming somebody else instead of the synagogue of Satan, thanks to the media, that they will say, you might as well stay, boys and girls, because we feel so much safer with you here.
Yeah, yeah.
You see how they work? You see how Satan comes in as the rescuer?
Yes, absolutely.
He comes in to be safety to you, peace to you.
Yeah, and then, of course, those faux pictures of people cheering. What, they have 5 or 10 or whatever it was?
Well, you know, the pictures I saw, the arenas and so forth, it was almost reminiscent of what people would refer to as the Nuremberg trials,
yeah.
You know, where you see people cheering on the troops, waving the flag, and that too kind of scares me because,
yeah.
And I'm not the only one who said this, by the way. Others have said the same thing, saying, you know, it's like, what are these people cheering for? You know,
yeah.
What? It's over, we got our men, you know, we got the guy. And, you know, what do you
right.
know about it? What
right.
do you
if
really
you were
know?
That cocky and confident, why would you have to murder the guy? He didn't have a weapon.
Well, he did it with Christopher Dorner most recently.
Yep.
They did it at Ruby Ridge. They did it, my God, with 17 children at Waco.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the FBI that did it under the command of Janet Reno, the Attorney General of the United States.
They did. And the Jews, you know, through their proxy agents, went in and wired and drilled and, you know,
yeah.
put out the Murrah building. They just destroyed that and just murdered and, you know, maimed who knows how many people there. And of course, so what we've got here now is there would be no surprise to anyone that even if, say, an individual might have been a patsy or may have been transporting something, even if that was the case, you really wouldn't need to hit him to hit him with a police vehicle and then pump him full of bullets.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing that because if he was alive, it would prove that it was a scam.
That's very convenient, yeah. And
you know,
Joe Carr, you know, the circumstances of his capture, if you will, are also incongruously being reported and related by different people, including the owner of the boat on which
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, the owner of the boat doesn't jive with what
right, you're... right. And you know, again, here's a young man who's bleeding, who's very sick and everything, and they bring him out, you know, they put him in Beth Israel Hospital under very heavy security and scrutiny and drugging and so forth. And we have the perfect scapegoats. We have two young men who by all of the people except maybe one or two in the community, to be perfectly candid, all the people except one or two said, I never thought that this young man or his brother were capable of anything like this, and I don't believe it. Now, it wasn't just the mother who said that.
No, it's not. No.
It wasn't just the father. It wasn't just relatives and friends back home, but it's people they fraternized with here. Now, you know what the Zionazis in America will say? They will say, well, that's the way they learn how
yes,
to mingle
how the Islamists
in.
Operate.
Yeah,
they,
yeah.
They shave
yeah.
their beard. They,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, they don't pray in public. You know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They mingle in, you know,
yeah,
just like
yeah.
everybody. They like ball games. You know, they
but that's how the Jewry does it.
Exactly what they do instead. Yes, exactly, Dr. K. All right. We'll come back, folks.
We're coming back in just a moment. Rick Adams, Dr. K.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hey, it's Dr. K filling in for Rick Adams' show here, and I have Mr. Adams online with me.
Yes.
Were there any other instances that you ran into where, because of the oppression of the, you know, the Jew powers, that the people in Boston are just getting sick of it, fed up?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Virtually anybody that I talked to that I was remotely familiar with, at the least, and I mean people on the street generally, but I have spoken with people I've come in contact with, whether, on a visit to a particular restaurant or to a particular a coffee shop or what have you, and there were at least one or two others over the weekend they actually exchanged a dialogue with, and each of them again asked how it is possible. They just could not understand this reaction. They didn't know whether the person involved or persons involved were responsible. They just said, you know, that how in the world can we have this kind of presence of military for an individual who's supposedly on the run and supposedly surviving, has all these weapons, and yet, you know, they're locking down people in my part of the country, right here next door in Massachusetts. How is it possible, Rick? And
yeah.
I mean, why? I mean, you know, they're scratching their head saying, I agree with everything you say. It doesn't make any sense. And I said, yeah, unless you understand
what's being done to us. I repeated that, and I'm doing it on the show tonight, Dr. K. You've got to understand how we're being conditioned with these psyops. And one of them was a mailman, in fact, you know. And in the mail system, I have to say, you know, without saying too much on the show publicly, but within the postal system here, we have a number of people, you know, it sounds familiar because we heard about people going postal over the years, but, you know, there are a number of people, some of them are vets, quite a few, different people from all walks of life who came into the system. And the guy was saying, yeah, and he says, you were saying this a long time ago, sir, and you know what? You're right. I see it. I see what's happening to us. And I'm armed, and I know a lot of others who are armed, too, my fellow employees, and they're expecting something to break, and they're ready for it.
Yeah, right.
That was heartening. That was very heartening.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It is, and like you say, they locked it all down so they could do their dirty work, and that's exactly what was done. There is an interesting video taken by a man on a cell phone, which seems to demonstrate a very much alive Tamerlan Tsarnaev, completely naked.
Yeah.
You know, that they like to do that, especially to Islamic people.
Yeah.
We saw that before.
Right.
And I studied this fuzzy video.
Right.
His aunt says it could be him. She thinks it is. This guy's very muscular, whoever this is. And that fits. He's got a bit of a cropped haircut, and that fits.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It could very well be Mr. Let's presume that it is Tsarnaev. And now let's presume that he was put in the police car at that time. The eyewitness then said, and this is on Dexter, and Dexter's where he was shot down. You know, he can't have two things going on at once. Let's presume the eyewitness is correct when he said they, once they had him in the police car, they allowed him to get dressed. Or when the FBI arrived 15 minutes later, they took him. They took him from the regular police. And he said they put him up against a wall. And then he thought they photographed him up against the wall. And then they put him back in a vehicle, and he lost track of him at that point, the eyewitness.
Mm-hmm.
Shortly thereafter, it seems, that there's another eyewitness by the name of Linda who was interviewed by the Dennis and Callahan show. And this Linda said the following. She said, yeah, I live on Dexter. That's correct. My boyfriend actually lives there. I don't. I was spending the night. Hosts, give us the timeline. What did you see? We rushed to the front of the house where we saw the first suspect. This is the only one she ever mentions. And so this would be, by first suspect, she means the one that you're talking about, apparently, which is Tamerlan. We saw him, listen to this, get hit by a police SUV.
Mm-hmm.
Once he was hit, now that could have been the Mossad SUV.
Well, yeah, exactly, exactly. Interdicting him, yeah.
Yeah. Then he was, once he was hit down, he was shot multiple times. And then the ambulance arrived and put him in the ambulance, and then they were off. Hosts. And did you say the suspect was hit by an SUV? In other words, a vehicle hit him first? Correct. So that's twice. She's reiterating. From what we saw early this morning, in other words, 12:30 at night, I'd be hard-pressed to think he was actually pronounced dead at the hospital from the injuries he incurred on the street.
Mm-hmm.
On the street, ladies and gentlemen. What did they do? Drag him back out so they could make the skit of a carjacking. I would say he was probably dead when they put him in the ambulance.
Nothing would surprise us. I've heard it, and, you know, we've seen the contradictory stories being peddled. Many of the media moguls, the commentators, are already suggesting there are cells, Muslim extremist cells, in our area. They are, penetrating. They've got moles. They've got all sorts of, sleepers that are now coming into their particular role as terrorists. And the FBI will come to the rescue, and they will dig them up, and they will drug him and torture him and do whatever is necessary to reveal all of this fabulous information. Now, you know, they've done this before. I told you about the Christmas Day bomber. They armed him. They put him on a plane, and they said, "We're going to arrest you when you get to America," just in time for Christmas to save the Christians from a horrific event by some young radical Muslim. Now, you see, this is the war that Judaism wants. This is the war that the Talmud commands, that we've been talking about on this show for 8 years. It's about creating a World War III scenario in which they've got the Christians and the Muslims to kill each other off.
Yeah.
And then what's left of the Christians and the Muslims, they'll just finish off. Now, this is what's happening. Nobody can deny or argue with us. This is the way it's playing out. Not
right.
One Israeli agent has been kept in this country illegally. The only one was Jonathan Pollard, who became the little status, the little poster child of how brave the administration was under Bush and Clinton, you know, to put this man in jail and stand up for America against these foreign Israeli terrorists. So we're going to stand up. We're going to raid the offices of the ADL in the early 90s, you know, before Bush left office in San Francisco, because they were spying on Americans. They were engaged in eavesdropping, you see, and so forth. But all of this is in fact part of that dialectic to find an enemy, like you said, a blame game, demonize them constantly in the media so that they can hopefully bring about this war. Now, what about Russia, Dr. K? And, you know, Putin now emerging as sort of like a little hero now.
Oh,
and, you know, yeah, he's sort of like helping with Russian intelligence.
Oh, right.
Do you know who runs the Russian intel?
The Jews run that.
Exactly, the Kenites. They run it all, both sides.
Yeah.
And they would love to be able to prove that they can mend fences. They, the Red Chinese, who are not divided, but coming back to the Third International Kommentar, and in fact, they will unite against us. And what they will do is use Islam as the boogeyman. Now, isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting? No other part of the world this is coming out? Only from the Middle East and Europe now, and it's always a Muslim.
Oh, yeah. And here it is. Jesus is going to come back anyway, and he's going to unite the believers, whether Muslim or Christian. They're going to be together. I'm just telling you that. And I can tell you, you might as well do it now. You might as well figure it out. You know, if you want to give a speech in your church, let them throw you out like they did back in the old Jerusalem. Just do your duty and keep sharing and sharing and sharing. And if you get kicked in the shins, just jump right back up and do it some more.
I know some of our people who have been escorted out of the churches.
And, you know, I must say that this Israeli criminal cabal is extremely wicked, the deception that they heap upon us. But you can find some chinks in the armor, some Achilles heels, and in the story of the Sarnoff brother fraud, we can find quite a few chinks. One of them is this claim that they ran over, that he was run over by his brother. Now, you know why that was done?
Mm-hmm.
Because they have the blunt trauma to his torso that the coroner is going to see from their own SUV vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the cover for that is that his brother ran him over.
Right. It's a cover,
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. So far, what's emerging again is a very interesting picture, folks. I have said to you, it's not the act itself that they perpetrated and blamed on these two boys. It's what will follow it, and, you know, it's what is coming, what will emerge. Now, we have this Canadian incident that was alleged taking place, and, of course, it was thwarted just in the nick of time.
Yeah.
You know, that type
this
of thing.
This is Canadian Jewry and the big machinery of their media and the Zuckerbergs and the...
And the Bronfmans, particularly.
Especially the Bronfmans. And, of course, this is to suppress the Canadian... Toronto relatives of the Sarnoffs.
Right.
And
right.
Let me just also add that the video showing him alive seems to be him. The guy is extremely muscular, so the police, the local police initially responded and said, "All right, you know, you're on the ground, take off your clothes." and then the Mossad infiltrators and the FBI would be the most likely culprits, took mm-hmm. charge, said, we're FBI, stand down, and then they killed him.
I mean, we've seen it before, these ambushes. Ruby Ridge was a classic example where they took a mother, took a child, an animal, and started firing upon them in cold blood.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no resistance. There was absolutely no attempt to harm anybody, and yet the FBI moved in like goon squads
yeah.
and did their dirty deed.
And they set him up with the mole that gave him the sawed-off shotguns.
Yeah, exactly. And they had done this before to Gordon Call. A lot of people don't know that name. They had done it to Gordon Call. They've done it with a couple of others that I can vaguely recall. And they intend to do it to you, folks.
Oh,
let me tell you, they will come after you. They will set you up. You won't know what happens. You may never be heard of again unless you have that divine protection. And that's what we're all about here on this program. You know, we're emissaries. We're emissaries of the Father. And, you know, let's face it, folks, what we're telling you now is about this warfare. It's a spiritual warfare. It's not a political. It's not a flesh body. It's a wickedness, as you said. It is a wickedness of Satan's children. They are responsible for the blood of prophets, of disciples, of the Lord Jesus Christ, and of all the blood that was shed upon the earth in this age. So, folks, do you believe it?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't.
Their hand is in it so deep. And the other thing that's incriminating against these Zionist moles is the path of lies that they've told on the Boston issue, plus some insider information where a DHS member or one of the people posted on the Internet on April the 15th before the FBI call for these guys, that there would be a 19 to 20 year old, that these would be arrested and they would be patsies for the bombing.
Mm-hmm.
On April 15th is date time code of this post. He said they're going to go after the gunpowder. They want to strip the gunpowder so that people can't reload. So what does Frank Lautenberg do, whatever it is? He proposes legislation on the 18th or 19th to strip the gunpowder from the people's access so they can't make reloads.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't go to the range and pick up the shells,
Good point,
So
at least two brothers, the Zinoviev brothers, Joe Carr and Tamerlan, clearly would make perfect patsies. Clearly they're young. They look different. They don't look like us. They look like, especially some of the pictures they've been putting up in the media, make them look a little strange, make them look like darker complected and around the eyes particularly. And, now we're being fed a lot of interesting disinfo about what they might have been planning, what they might have been plotting. You remember when they said these hijackers who came to America because this man in a cave sent them here and got training in flying planes, got these driver's license, and then plotted.
Yeah.
And they were going to take down not only four planes, supposedly, but 20 planes. They had bigger plans than that. Well, here we go again. The FBI has once again come out and made these outlandish claims based upon what? Based upon disinformation, based upon what they think may be the case, based on so-called Russian intelligence. And who is Russian intelligence but the Mossad?
Yeah, and of course we got Indian intelligence that told us about the 19 hijackers, which was just laundered from the Mossad, their Indian operatives.
Well, exactly. India is the client state against
mm-hmm.
Pakistan,
mm-hmm.
and that's exactly what happened.
You know, and then now we have Martin. We have supposedly Zokar's head, almost assuredly photoshopped in, almost exactly behind the head of Martin Richards, and the Martin Richards head looks completely fabricated. So they tried to make him look so demonic as if he just put the bomb there and then is smirking.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some suspicious material in the photos as well. Those photos don't really match the general natural look of their non-FBI sourced photos. Plus, let me say something very interesting.
Sure.
There really aren't any overhead pictures, actual known overhead pictures like we have for the whole marathon that show these two men. So that does raise a suspicion if even they were ever there. I know if they've got enough operatives and moles and cohorts to say, oh, I have a picture of them, I have a picture of them, because there's only a few, and that it could all be fabricated.
Well, we have a Leonard, a Robert Leonard from Taunton, Mass area here that was, you know, reportedly written up in the papers. He was there. He was photographing this, and, you know, he saw them. He witnessed them, and he's got pictures of them, and he uploaded it to the FBI, and the FBI yeah. was getting thousands of leads and thousands of, you know, all kinds of photos and pictures of people that saw them. But nobody, I said nobody has yet, and they're claiming they're going to release more tomorrow, the FBI, but nobody as of yet has produced any factual proof that they were actually planted.
Nor have we had any locals saying, yeah, I saw that guy, by the way.
Yeah, we'll come right back.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here we go. It's Dr. K with Rick Adams, and we're just blasting through this stuff. So, Mr. Adams, you know, the general impression is that the Bostonians were suffering martial law, a rigged martial law. That seems to be the general consensus.
Yeah, and, you know, now there were some that I'm sure were quite happy. Maybe many of them there. Can't verify either way, but the people I've talked to
in my next door state of Rhode Island, and also some of the people who live in Boston, you know, certainly breathe a sigh of relief that the FBI had pulled back and the troops had pulled back. But some of them have said, you know, I mean, I didn't know what to do. If they came to my house with all of these, what do they call them now, killer weapons, assault weapons that they don't want us to have, Rick? What would I do if, I mean, it's, let's just say, one of them said, no, do you have a warrant? We're not going to let you in our home. They're going to blow the door down.
That's
they're
what
going
they have to
in.
Do. They have to
and
say,
they
you know,
would.
Where are your papers? Don't even have to say warrant. What papers do you have? What proof? And by the way, see my attorney. And you shout that at them. You know, make it not, you don't have to shout, but you make it very clear. And you talk from the front of your mouth and you say, no, no access. Where are your papers? What papers do you have?
Mm-hmm.
No papers, no entry. See my attorney.
I talked to a young man today who, of course, has been struggling in my state for a long time. He's had assaults from some people. He's run for office. He's a good young man, his wife. And he told me, I can't find an attorney that will take on this federal case. Do you know of any? And I said, I don't. He said, do you know of an honest attorney? And I said, you've got to be kidding. Do I know of an honest attorney? I said, the last one I knew of was this man who's in prison now. His name is Edgar Steele. And I said, when you start to buck the establishment and you stand up for what's right, I said, be watchful. And these lawyers know they're going to be disbarred. They're going to be forbidden from practicing before certain federal judges, as they have in the past. They will be railroaded, and by the time they're done with them, they'll have charges filed against them, and they'll be in jail. This is how corrupt, ladies and gentlemen, this country has become, how evil, how vile these people can be. You know, in the scriptures, it says, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. You see, they're being deceived, too, because they're not going to get away with it in the end.
That's right. That's
they're going to
exactly
be punished
right.
severely.
That's very true.
Horribly. So if you're out there listening, folks, somebody out there who knows what's really going on, and you're monitoring us as you do, let me tell you, you better come forward. You better come forward, because the alternative in the end is going to be more horrible than you can bear the pain.
Right, and we know that the FBI or its underlings in the Mossad murdered this young man. So there is somebody behind that SUV and behind those automatic weapons that's culpable for killing a man in cold blood. You can't say, well, he was a Muslim terrorist. He's an American green card holding young man. He's has the full rights of representation. He didn't have any weapons. You can scream and, you know, buck all you want, but we know for sure he didn't even have a pea shooter in his presence. Why don't you produce it? Produce
we
something.
Will,
you know,
we'll get on top of them again, and we'll be back. Folks, I'll be back tomorrow night. Dr. K, welcome. We've got to stand by and do this on a regular basis, folks, to fight them. And thank you very much, Dr.
Sure.
K. God bless. And, folks, bless you all. Pray for us and continue in the faith. We'll see you, Lord willing, tomorrow night back in the studio. Rick Adams, good night.